R.B. Russell. Afterwards. Narrated by Carl Mason. Toby has left. I suppose that his departure was inevitable. After the people in the army vehicles had gone, he spent more and more time in the top room, staring out of the window, looking for possible visitors. This wasn't just because he agreed we should be more vigilant. He was actually wanting them to return, or for somebody else to come and see if the castle was occupied. Toby understood exactly why I wouldn't let anyone in, but eventually he went looking for them. I got up at 7, as usual, to make breakfast. He had left a note, apologizing for leaving the door unlocked and undefended. He had calculated his departure so that I could not follow him. He had walked down to the village, taken the small van, and had left just before the rising tide covered the causeway and cut off the island. He said he might come back, but he didn't know. I secured the main door, then went up onto the roof. There was always a chance he had changed his mind or hadn't been able to start the van. But there was nobody in sight. Up there, looking out over the battlements, the view was, as always, almost unendurably beautiful. Nothing stirred on the island below, apart from the overwintering geese, and the whole long arc of the mainland beach was deserted. The only thing moving was a large flock of unidentified...